Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Chris Hood. Chris is a speaker, strategist, and author with over 35 years of experience in customer success and digital strategy. Author of Infallible and Customer Transformation. He was recognized by Global Gurus in 2024 and 25 as a top CX voice. He also teaches at Southern New Hampshire University. Chris, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Oh, you know, it makes me, excuse me, I'm just getting over a cold as well. So, but it makes me think of Steve Jobs, who was famously used to wear the same thing every day. And that was simply so that he didn't have to think about it. Just remove things that you have to think about throughout the day so that you can just focus on what needs to get done. I'm a big believer in just action, and it's a mindset where you have to wake up and decide, I'm doing this today. And I think so many people focus on what they want to do or how they're going to do it or time management or, you know, any number of things that is like, okay, you know, here's my schedule for the day. You can't go into it with a schedule. You have to go into it with just wake up and start doing. And if you can deliver on a consistent and continuous basis, I think that's going to be the best driver.
That's a good point about, you said removing decisions you have to make.
Yep.
You know, I just wear this shirt every day. It's the same one. Wouldn't want to be anywhere near me, but at least it's efficient, you know. But, I can give you an example of that with this podcast. I have recorded, I don't know what number this is, but we've got to be close to 300. And I realized a long time ago, and I've recorded over 1,200 podcasts. And I realized when I started, I was spending all this time on all these fancy intros and all of this editing and all of these reels. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know what they care about? They care about the conversation that two people are having. If anything else, they care about that. So I just got rid of all the rest of that. I literally, until you and I were talking, I'm reading a script so I don't have to remember what to say. One less decision. So all I have to do when it's time to hit record is I focus on what is Chris and I going to talk about? That's it. It's one less decision here in the tree. And so I really resonate with that. And I want to stick with this for a minute because it's, you know, I've asked that question almost 300 times. It's the first time I've heard this variation, right? I've heard a lot of stuff over and over, but removing decisions, I think there's some power in that. And so let's just open that up. Let's talk about what are some different ways that we can remove decisions in our daily life so that we can be more productive and stay focused on getting things done.
Well, I think that gets back into probably all of the default answers that you've probably heard, right? You've got to set a goal. And once you understand what your goal is, then you can start to say, you know, we'll use some more analogies here. If I say for dinner, we were talking a little bit about food before this, but let's just say I'm going to make a hamburger. You know, you know what the ingredients of the hamburger is. You know, you get some buns, some patties, maybe some cheese and lettuce, tomatoes. But if you're sitting here thinking, well, like, how could I fancy this up? What other things could I add? All of that stuff, your goal is to make a cheeseburger. So why are you thinking about like tomorrow's dinner, right? Like think about what you're going to do right now. And I think too often, especially in business, we have these maybe lofty goals or we have these things that we're thinking about and a North Star or whatever. And all of a sudden, we fill up our agendas with all of these things that may be relevant, may be irrelevant, but are definitely not aligned to what is it going to take to get something done today. You know, I have a game studio, and we're building video games. And I said right from the start, from day one of the studio, I want to see a version of this game by Friday. We just started. I mean, it was Monday. And they're like, what can we show and play with on Friday? And so when you set these kind of very strategic, this is the deliverable right now, you start to remove all of those other elements. But what about branding? What about marketing? How are we going to start thinking? And I think a lot of entrepreneurs think about all these other things about how their business is going to evolve, when really you should be thinking about, well, you know, what do I have to accomplish today? You know, who do I need to talk to? And even if who I need to talk to may not even be relevant for what I need to accomplish. So I think, yeah, if you start to remove all of that fluff and all of that other, you know, extra stuff that is out there, and really dive into what that one goal is that you have, I think that will help you really narrow it down into a very specific area of focus.
You know, you sparked something there when you gave some of these examples about why you're worried about what you're having for dinner tomorrow when dinner today is right in front of you. I've had 10,000 sales calls with entrepreneurs, business owners, various states of development and disarray. And I could always tell, like, that whenever I ask somebody, hey, well, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? When somebody would give me some ridiculous, like, oh, I want to make $2 million a month, you know, and that's when I knew, like, all right, anybody that's saying that is nowhere near it and doesn't have the tools to even accomplish it. And I started wondering, and it was always that way. Anybody that, like, had some momentum and had some skills, they would always give a more conservative, achievable goal. But the guys with nothing, so they shoot for the moon. And I had to ask the question, why is that such a trend? And I'd be curious to hear your thoughts about this, but the answer I came up with was, if I set a goal that's so far away that I can't possibly achieve it, then I almost get a free pass for waking up and being a failure.
Yeah, I there's some of that, but I also think, unfortunately, the probably closer reality of the answer is that, especially if you're an entrepreneur looking for some sort of funding, whether you're talking to angel investors or you're hoping to attract VCs, is that the funding process, when you're going after investors or you're looking for that, requires you to be ridiculous. I've okay. I've often said that I could probably come up with a 4-slide pitch deck that basically says, problem we're solving, team, we're going to generate $2 billion and we're going to use AI to do it. And I'd probably get the funding. Boom. No matter how ridiculous or absurd or irrelevant the concept is. But if I was to actually go and create a very specific 10-slide deck with real numbers, a real spreadsheet with somewhat legitimate type of projections and estimates, a clear vision statement, all of the things that you would expect to see, I most likely would not get a single call back. And this is the reality of what I think a lot of entrepreneurs are going through, is it's almost, I hate to say it, but it's almost better to lie about what your vision and goals are for your company, because if somebody can get behind that, then you're going to get funding to support it. As opposed to, hey, let's just actually try to go out and build something. You know, I think, you know, even in some of my companies, like, I've wanted to go get funding, but then on the flip side, I'm like, you know what? Why would I want to get an investor involved with this? Like, I just want to build it myself. I just want to do it. Like, you know, that complicates things. And so there is this really tough situation I think a lot of entrepreneurs are in terms of trying to figure out what do you want to accomplish? Well, is it really what you want to accomplish personally as your individual goal? Why in the heck are you even doing this? And if it is to make money, you know, maybe it's not the right trajectory for you, right? Maybe why you want to do this is for freedom and for other things. Yeah, money probably is a part of that. But I think that even in there, you have to make those decisions and come up with those reasons so that as you start to figure out, okay, why am I waking up every morning? You know, cliche, because I want to do this. Well, part of that has to be, you know, a very clear goal and objective that isn't some, you know, pie in the sky opportunity that, like you said, is not achievable.
And so you mentioned about AI and you put together a slide deck and say AI and get the money. You know, let's talk a little bit about the hype of AI. A lot of people really misunderstand what it is and what it's all about. So, you know, what's the best way to put on our hype filter and really understand how we can harness AI for the future?
Yeah, the best way is to educate yourselves first on what AI is. And I will tell you that about 95% of what is being posted out there, especially on LinkedIn, is overly hyped and inaccurate. And so, you know, you're in this kind of situation where a lot of what people understand about AI, they've learned in movies like Terminator, you know, or War Games. And then on top of that, you get the hype of overly marketed terms and, you know, catchphrases, buzzwords from, you know, all the big tech companies that are trying to sell it. And really the only way to sort through it is to actually go and educate yourself and get a better understanding of what is AI, what is its capabilities, how does it work, what can it do? And that's not going to be reading social media. It's not going to be reading LinkedIn. It's going to actually be, you know, going and reading books. You know, my book talks about it, and educate yourself. That way, when people are promoting it and hyping it and you're reading these things online, you can distinguish between, well, that's true, that's not true, it doesn't work that way, and then hopefully make informed decisions based on, you know, a genuine understanding.
Tell us a little bit about what you're working on now and who is a good fit to reach out to you.
Yeah, a lot of what I work on is in the either marketing or customer experience type of space. I do a lot of work with customer success. My new book is called Infallible. It's about the AI hype, the ideology around AI, and how it's reshaping consumer behaviors. So I'll work with a lot of large organizations on understanding who their customers are, determining on whether or not you actually need to use AI or not. And I think that is also part of the challenge. Everybody has this fear of missing out, that I have to use AI and I have to figure out how to build a business around AI. Well, that's your completely wrong approach. You still have to start with your customer. You still have to start with a problem. And so I sit down and work with companies to really better understand, you know, who their customer base is, what is the problem they're trying to solve. And then we eventually get to the technology that can help them solve it.
Yeah, well said. And so where can we go to learn more about that?
Yeah, you can reach out to me at my website, chrishood.com. That's chrishood.com. And there you can find my social media profiles. You can find links to my books. You can reach out to me, get in touch, and happy to help you.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Chris Hood, for coming on and joining us, sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. You can connect him with him directly by going to chrishood.com. Whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the gym, or maybe you're about to pitch your $2 billion AI idea, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally, show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.